This thing on statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomulated Short Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, or geckos. Goddamn geckos. They can all go to hell. Anyways, are they all gay now? Alright, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomulated Destroyer Show podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I'm your host, Zomul the Genius, yada yada yada. You're supposed to know me from the comic used to appear in Zomulated Destroyer, although at this point there have been more podcasts than comics, but in any case, shame on you if you don't know who I am, and you can catch yourself up at my website, zomuledestroyer.com, I guess. So, painting has begun in earnest at Technical Support Monkey's house. The previous chimp, you know, the one who owned the house beforehand, well, that chimp's awful tan color is slowly being obliterated. But sadly, not with a whole lot of green. See, Chimpette started with the downstairs bathroom and she made it aqua.
It's like so much better than the tan. It makes like the room like bigger, you know?
Yes, Chimpette, but imagine how much better still it would be if you made it lime green.
I like aqua in the bathroom. It's like being at the seaside and all that shit.
Yeah, Gwenna doesn't like the sea. Being in the jungle is far better.
Yeah, but like water is blue and that goes with the whole like bath thing.
No, Chimpette, water is clear. You only think it's blue because it reflects the color of the sky. Did they not teach you about hydrology at monkey school? And Technical Support Monkey didn't say nothing, because once again, as always, she knew Iggy was right. Yeah, Gwenna decided to appeal to a higher power. Chimpette, God wants you to paint your bathroom lime green.
No, you do, and you're not God.
No, but God is an iguana, and therefore I'm the closest thing to God you'll ever meet. So it's kind of the same thing. And Chimpette just kept painting and ignoring Iggy. It's not too late to repent your sins and paint this room lime green, Chimpette. Chimpette just kept painting and ignoring Iggy. Don't you believe in green power, Chimpette? Chimpette just kept painting and ignoring Iggy. So Iggy went online and I started reciting to her the benefits of the color green from various websites of dubious scientific qualifications. Green helps heal and open the heart chakra, Chimpette. Iguana thinks that means painting this room green will help you get lucky with what's-his-face guitar dude. And Technical Support Monkey scowled and muttered something to herself about how in that case Iggy should go down to Mexico and paint what's-his-face guitar dude's bathroom green instead. Anyway, so no dice on the bathroom, which is now aqua, with a white ceiling and a royal blue cabinet under the sinks. Well, at least Chimpette picked a decent bathroom light, which has blingy crystals and a nice sunny gold color. You know, it's very Trump Tower. So, hey, sister, that's a nice light fixture, Chimpette. Very sun-like. Donald Trump would approve of this light, and so do I.
Okay, cool, whatever.
Who picked it out for you?
I did, Zomo. You were there when I bought it.
I want to recall no such thing.
It was at Lowe's before Christmas, remember?
Iguana has tried to banish all memories of such wasted time. Excursions.
Okay, well, it wasn't wasted time. I mean, you liked the light I got there.
Quiet, Chimpette. You made a good decision. That doesn't happen very often. Let's savor it.
I make good design decisions all the time.
Shh. Don't ruin the moment by talking. Anyway, so Iguana approves of one thing so far. I definitely do not approve of the red she chose for the upstairs music room, which is what the chimps are working on next week. I don't approve of the mustard and ketchup rug she chose for the living room either. Mustard and ketchup, huh? You chimps put that shit on hot dogs, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Wasn't there something about hot dogs and them Podesta emails on WikiLeaks? Something about Obama wanting $65,000 worth of hot dogs for a one-night party? People said it's a reference to male prostitutes.
I don't know. I guess Alex Jones probably said, like, something like that. I don't know.
So your mustard and ketchup rug, is that some sort of a signal to the local male prostitutes that you're looking to purchase their services?
Ozone, that's ridiculous.
But it is a mustard and ketchup rug. And mustard and ketchup are for hot dogs, and hot dogs are a reference to male prostitutes.
Okay, you're the one who keeps saying that. I just picked it because, like, the yellow and the red, it's kind of actually more like pink. But anyways, it's, like, bright and cheerful. It'll contrast nicely with the turquoise walls and, like, the dark velvet curtains and the sofa and chaise.
That's your story and you're sticking to it, huh? Technical support monkey didn't say nothing. Just kept on swapping out the knobs on her stupid blue cabinet in the bathroom. Anyway. In happier news than chimpanzee design decisions, guess who Iggy found out lives nearby now? You'll never guess. Okay, get this. It's Mr. Heidel. Woohoo! Someone sane! It means, you know, as far as chimps go, he's one of the better ones. See, Iggy was texting Mr. Heidel, bitching about Chimpad and asking his advice, which amounted to,
chicks make all kind of stupid decorating decisions. Who cares as long as they put out?
I guess that means as long as she keeps giving me treats. It might mean something different when the chimps are talking amongst themselves. Anyways, Iggy mentioned something in passing about Chimpette's house being in Duncan, and he said,
oh yeah, we're in Duncan.
And Gwen told him her address, and turns out he bought a house just down the street. You know, he actually came and looked at Chimpette's house months ago when it was on the market, but he didn't buy it because he wanted a basement suite to rent out. Naturally, Iggy invited him over. And then I went over to Chimpad and I said, Chimpad, you need to clean up this mess. Iguana's having company.
Oh, one of your iguana pals lives nearby?
No, Mr. Heidel does. You need to clean up this mess, Chimpad.
When's he coming over?
It's about when the doorbell rang. Technical support monkey wasn't thrilled.
God damn it, Zama, don't I invite people over without, like, asking me first?
Don't you tell me what to do. Anyway, so Mr. Heidel came in and we caught up on things, you know, like how he's running some dive bar in Nanaimo now, but he kept his house in Richmond to rent out and he bought the house down the street from Chimpad. He has tenants downstairs who are losers, but so far they're losers that pay the rent on time, so that's fine. But he kind of hopes that they don't pay the rent because then he can evict them and then he can jack the rent up for new loser tenants. And apparently he's doing some fixing up of his place, you know, the part upstairs as well. So he and Chimpette's old man got blathering about that shit, which was annoying as hell because Iguana had things to ask that were far more important. You know, like, do you still have your dragon horde, Mr. Heidel?
Yeah, of course.
Can Iguana see it?
No.
Sharing is caring, Mr. Heidel.
Get your own gold and silver.
Well, it tried, but Georgie won't buy me none.
Yeah, sucks to be you.
Some things never change. Anyway, technical support monkey then began showing him around and discussing her disgusting color plans. So Ig interrupts and he says to them chimps, surely, Mr. Heidel, you agree with Iggy that she'd be better off painting the whole house green, right?
It's her house.
But her color scheme is awful, Mr. Heidel. You know, other than the dining room, anyways.
I've seen worse.
Well, yes, at Georgie's house in Richmond, but still, Chimpette should listen to Iggy, not to Georgie.
Yeah. She wants to do it up like a Mexican whorehouse, that's her business.
Well, technical support monkey just scowled because she didn't like being compared to a Mexican whore. But Iguana had an epiphany. And I says to her, hey, I get it now. You're painting your house all these garish Mexican whorehouse colors because you want What's-His-Face Guitar Dude to feel right at home when he comes to visit you.
It is not a Mexican whorehouse. It's like, Technicolor, tropical, boho, eclectic.
Yeah, well, you got the hoe part right. Just remember to tell him butt stuff costs 10 pesos extra. Or at least I hope you charge him extra for butt stuff. That's how the business is supposed to run. Yeah, she didn't like that one bit. Anyways, probably sensing either imminent tears or imminent doom, Mr. Heidel piped up and he said,
I wasn't saying this is Mexican whorehouse colors. I was just telling the lizard, if you wanted to do it up like a Mexican whorehouse, that's your right as a homeowner.
And technical support monkey didn't seem very convinced of Mr. Heidel's backpedaling. He carried on.
Besides, it's not a whorehouse without a leopard print all over the damn place. Yeah, I mean, so I've been told. Yeah, leopard print.
Anyway, so Mr. Heidel now lives down the block. And technical support monkey's kind of scowling because she had a leopard print rug on her Wayfair wish list and now she's having to rethink it. Thank God. Anyways. Anyways, Iguana confirmed with Mr. Heidel that he does indeed have the extended cable package. And Iguana is allowed to come over and watch TV in the afternoons after he wakes up. You know, so long as Ig phones first. Or so long as Iguana manages to pick the locks, you know, whichever works. So there's that. At least there's TV Iguana can watch here in Duncan when I come up to visit. Sadly, it seems Mr. Heidel, well, he has gotten the extended cable package. He has not brought the blueberry bushes from his house in Richmond. His backyard here, apparently it's very shady. I don't know why you would buy a house with a shady yard. It's no good for growing iguana treats in it, but okay. Anyways, it's also filled with random crap the previous owners left behind, you know, like a trampoline and above ground pool and some ratty kids play set things. And anyway, so he figures it might be a while before he gets it all tidied up and gets rid of the crap. And he doesn't seem very big on the idea of turning it into a berry farm for iguana. So not a good thing. And technical support monkey, of course, pointed out she's going to convert her backyard into a garden. But Iguana reminded her that so far, all the seeds she got were not traits. So Iguana can't trust her intentions. Ain't going to be force-fed any goddamn health food just because the vet says, ooh, Iguana should eat more collard greens. Screw you. Anyways, yeah, speaking of seeds, plants. Plants was the other big battle this week. You see, Chimpette has bought a ton of house plants that she put in fancy pots, and she has this unreasonable expectation that Iguana will not chew on them. And she also bought plants that aren't very tasty, so yeah, whatever. And apparently Iguana's not supposed to be offended by this bullshit. Chimps, man, so selfish. Yeah, on the upside, her and her old man picked up the blue sofa she ordered, and hilarity ensued. You see, Chimpette's old man's always bitching at her because she spends too much money. So he told her before, don't pay for delivery on nothing, because he'll go pick up whatever in his truck, right? But she got to help him haul it in the house. So anyways, when she ordered this stupid sofa on Boxing Day, she didn't pay for delivery because they were going to go pick it up, right? So pickup day was this past Saturday. Iguana stayed at her house. I wasn't going to leave and get all chilly just to go to the store and watch them load. But, you know, when they came home, Iguana watched through the window with glee as them two chimps had a bitch of a time trying to move it. And Chimpette whined about not being able to get a grip on the, you know, because it's all wrapped in plastic. So her old man tied a rope around her end so she could pull, you know, up on the rope to pull up on the sofa. And she was walking backwards, almost fell over backwards a few times. You know, he put bits of plywood down to over the uneven spots in the concrete. And she didn't see them. And they kept having to put it down because Chimpette was whining. It was too heavy and it was hurting her hands and it was hurting her shoulders. Oh, man. And they had a hard time getting in the back French doors. And Gwen was yelling at them because the doors were open and it was causing a draft because that's freaking January. Anyways, and they got it through past the doors and they had to kind of weave it around the stairs and shove it in the living room. And Iguana just laughed and laughed and laughed. And technical support monkey didn't see the humor in the whole situation.
It's not funny, Zomo. I almost got hurt.
Yes, Jimpet, that's why it's funny. Anyways, and she says to her old man that the sofa clearly weighed more than they told her it did on the website.
It's supposed to be, like, only 80 pounds?
Well, her old man points to a sign on the side, and the sign says it's 72 kilograms, which is like 160 pounds. And Chimpette gets a hair up her butt because she thought the website said it was 80 pounds, and then her and her old man argued about pounds versus kilograms. And she insisted she does know the difference. It was supposed to be 30 or 40 kilograms, not 72. And I says, it's okay, Chimpette. We all know you flunked math.
I flunked calculus. It's like totally not the same thing. I know how to do kilograms and pounds math.
Really? What costs more, Chimpette, a pound of weed or a kilogram of cocaine?
Cocaine, duh.
What's the street value of that cocaine?
How the hell would I know?
Ain't you still got friends in the music industry? You should call them and find out.
Ain't you still got relatives in Colombia? Like, you could call them if you want the current price.
We're not testing iguana's math skills, Chimpette. We're testing yours.
Whatever, like, what does the price of cocaine have to do with anything anyway? We were talking about how much the damn sofa weighs.
Yeah, heavy sofas are the Lord's way of punishing you for not buying a green one, Chimpette. And technical support monkey just scowled because she knew Iguana was right. And she hasn't even unwrapped the damn sofa because she insisted it can stay in its plastic wrap until she finishes painting the living room. Which at this point is going to take another 2 weeks because she's doing like each wall separately, one at a time, one day, one coat. And needs two coats. And God damn it. So anyways, the point is until Chimpette finishes the damn living room and unpacks the sofa, unwraps it, Iggy still has to either curl up in one of her stupid auction chairs or suffer the indignity of napping on the red chaise if I want to stretch out my tail. Chimps, man. Goddamn chimps. Anyways, that's kind of what has been going on this week. Yeah, they're going to start her music studio upstairs tomorrow, I guess. So I guess that means Iguana going to be doing a lot of yelling, you know, some last minute arguing to try and get her to repent her sins, return the red paint, and paint it green instead. And she keeps insisting, I
work better in like a red room. Like I had my office red before.
Yet you didn't do anything useful then. You should try working in a green room, a lime green room. I bet you find you're more productive.
No, Zomo, like, for the music stuff, like, I want it to be, like, red.
Why? Anyways, trying to argue with chimps. Anyway, so, that's it for this week's show. And, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, as I always say, just search for Zomo the Destroyer. If your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely. Make them order a sofa that weighs twice what their piss poor math skills tell them it weighs. And then you can go to my website, zomalydestroyer.com, download individual episodes, stream it, whatever. Talk to you eggs next week. Bye.